Tell me, Elton John, for all the classical fans out there, what are your favorite classical composers?
Tchaikovsky, and Sibelius.
Are you being esoteric?
No, I probably am. I'm not into sort of. I really like Tchaikovsky. I'm a great romanticist as well. I like Tchaikovsky. I like Dvorak as well.
Oh yeah.
I'm not really into Mozart. It's a bit too twiddly for me. Bach, I like Bach play. The only Bach things I really like are organ things, you know. I sit through all these Virgil Fox albums and through headphones are amazing. But if I really play it, the only reason I said Tchaikovsky is I'm very influenced because I'd just seen a film called The Music Lovers, which was about his life.
Yeah.
Is it come here yet?
It's been here.
I think it's the most amazing film I've ever seen. I've seen it about 8,000 times. The music is just cool. I mean, it's a drag that he's so popular because the music's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone says the 1812, and it's become, nobody will now buy an 1812 record because it's the classical record that everybody has. But it's just amazing.
Yeah, they played that here last night.
What, the 1812?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Unbelievable. The guy was a genius. I like Stravinsky as well. He died last week. What was it he was playing? No, he was. I like sort of those. I like sort of lyrical composers, and I think Sibelius and Stravinsky are really great. And they were some of my best friends with Sibelius. And I'm into sort of. I love Terry Riley. I know you heard of Terry Riley.
He's got a new album.
Yeah, Church of Anthrax with John Cale.
Right.
And he's only ever had one album released. That's the only album released in England. But Rainbow in Curved Air.
Hasn't NC been released there?
No. You're joking. I've got them all on it. I would never buy English records anyway. I was waiting for the American ones to come out. They have tougher sleeves.
Yeah.
I don't go for the laminated rubbish.
Rainbow
and Curved Air was just beautiful. I really love it. I like Turkish street music as well. There's no end to what I like.
Uh-huh.
No, I really do. You put it on and you really. There's a woman singer, an Indian singer called Subbalakshmi, who records the World Pacific.
How do you spell that?
Subbal, Akshmi, Subbalakshmi.
Okay.
On World Pacific, and if you get hold of any of her albums, I've got about four. She is amazing. You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't think things were possible with a human voice like that. And Dionne Warwick's very good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. I think we better wrap this up very shortly. If not
sooner. It's getting a bit cold.
Do you have any final questions, Tricky Rick?
No.
Tricky Rick.
It sounds like a top 40 DJ.
It is. Yeah, we've done a thing called Radio HYPE.
Oh.
We have a mythical radio station, and we're the two disc
jockeys. Tricky Rick.
He's the FM disc jockey, and I'm the AM disc jockey.
The FM disc jockey talks like a... gonna get on some Elton John here, far out.
Yeah, it's you're perfectly right. FM disc jockeys always speak like that. They say, wow. That's really beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And now we have some Carole King for you. So, hi there, that was Stevie Wonder. We can work it out on the bus top 40 there.
Groovy.
Really groovy. They all have the same voice, you know. They would go to the same school, I think. Hi there.
Yeah, right.
And the FM ones are always trying to sound stoned.
Yeah.
And you go and visit the radio stations, they're all 88-year-old people with beards, going, hi there.
You just can't talk any faster, that's a problem.
It's all a laugh, isn't it? I mean, that's what it is, it's just a laugh. I think it's amazing.
Snap. Okay.
Frank Zappa would say.
Yeah, it's the best thing in the world. Yeah. The greatest high in the whole world is to just sit down and just kill yourself laughing. It's God's natural high. Apart from other things.
On that, diddle out.